Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Wow, week 7 of the NFL did not disappoint us once again, as we had the Arizona Cardinals coming in with a really, really nice victory over the Seattle Seahawks. And I'll tell you what, man, oh man, it was like craziness, absolute craziness with what took place there. So I'll get into that. Believe me, you'll want to hear about it. The 49ers, they look pretty damn good if you ask me, man. I think that Jimmy G had some thoughts on his mind about playing well against his buddy Bill Belichick. But what do I know? I mean, man, oh man, what a performance from him. Buccaneers, Tom Brady, he looked pretty sharp too, I gotta say. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers offense looks to be rocking and rolling to the Dorf, man, if you know what I'm talking about. Green Bay Packers, rocking and rolling, man. That was impressive. Gotta say, Aaron Rodgers finding Devontae Adams time and time again. Gotta love when that guy's on the football field, because makes plays left and right, abound, you name it. This guy can just flat out get it done. So I love when Aaron Rodgers is on target and looking good. That team from Washington taking care of the Cowboys. And you know what? If you don't think that they made a mistake about that guy, Fat Mike McCarthy, well, then I'll tell you what, you're absolutely crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not thinking straight, because this was a huge, huge mistake. The Cowboys are terrible. I know Dak Prescott's not playing, but man, oh man, 3 points? This is the NFL, man. That's pathetic. Bills, they were okay, not great. Saints, that was a fun game. That was fun. Them and the Panthers. Titans went down to the Steelers, the only undefeated team remaining in the NFL right now. So, man, oh man, tons to get into. Browns beating the Bengals. Oh, good stuff from week 7 in the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind. You're listening to the world-famous Sports Overnight America.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Go blast through light and ray!
The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan.
It don't matter, just start lightning!
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet, but you must do the best you can.
Eddie, him!
Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
Latavius Murray, Murray gets the call up the middle. Murray to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5, touchdown! Weaving to the left, Latavius Murray takes it the distance.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback.
Welcome back in, everybody. Looking like a pretty darn good pick at this moment in time. Kyler Murray outplaying Russell Wilson, who, quite frankly, was obviously leading the way when we're talking about the MVP race. Guy was having a fantastic year, playing great football. Seahawks were undefeated. Not after they leave Arizona. Cardinals come away with a big one, 37-34. And you know what? Why not go through all the scores for you people real quickly? Chargers beat the Jaguars 39-29, 49ers 33-6, all over the Patriots, Chiefs 43-16 over the Broncos, Raiders falling to the Buccaneers 45-20, Packers beating up on the Texans 35-20, Washington 25-3 over the Cowboys, Bills 18-10 over the Jets, Jets, Saints 27-24 over the Panthers. Titans falling to the Steelers 27-24. Had a chance to tie it late. Did not make that field goal. Obviously, we know the rest. Steelers walk away, stay undefeated. Only undefeated team left in the NFL. Browns beating the Bengals 37-34. Lie downs, don't lie down to it. They do anything but that. They win the game late, emphatically, crazy. 23-22 over the Falcons, and don't be surprised about the Falcons' failures. Like, that's not surprising anymore. They're a terrible football team. They just make mistakes. They find ways to lose. They're not good. They're just not good. Okay, a couple ways to get at me. You can try. I don't know if I'm going to take calls. I'll be honest with you. I got a lot on my mind. Don't know if I'm going to have time to get to you at 1-800-878-7529. But you can always hit me up on Twitter. Love talking to people on Twitter, @DorfOnSports. Let's talk about what happened to your team and I'm going to go through everything that happened to each and every team. Lions come away with a victory, man. You know, and with the extra playoff spot, a team like the Lions, they got a shot. They got a legitimate shot. The Browns, they keep on winning, man. The Bengals, they played well enough to win that game, I'll be honest with you. But usually you hear the Dorf man say, Baker, less of Baker is better. Well, this time around, Baker actually played pretty well. Baker was making plays, man. So I'm tough on people. You know me, I'm tough on people. When they're bad, I give it to them. But when they're good, I can be straight up and say, listen, man, he played a pretty solid game. Got to give the guy some props. Got to give him some credit. So it was an impressive performance from Baker. Browns, they did what they had to do. Late in that ball game, coming away with a victory. That was big time. The Steelers hang on, and let me tell you what. Titans did everything they could to work themselves back into this game late, scoring 17 points in the second half, only allowing 3 to the Steelers. Because in the first half, the Steelers dominated, scoring 24 points. Titans only have 7. So second half, Titans made some serious adjustments. Ryan Tannehill made some plays. But at the end of the day, the Steelers' defense, they did what they had to do in that first half and set a tone and made it really difficult on the Titans, putting a lot on them in the second half. And you know what? You got to come away with that field goal when you have that opportunity. Titans miss. That's the ball game. I wonder what direction they go from here. Because that was heartbreaking to a certain degree. Speaking of heartbreaking, you heard the Latavius Murray highlight Saints beating the Panthers. And I thought this was going to be a tough task, man. I did not think the Saints were going to cruise through this. If you don't remember, Teddy Bridgewater was the backup for the Saints and did a fantastic job when Drew Brees was not playing. So at the end of the day, man, look, Teddy Bridgewater had a lot to play for. He had a lot to prove. And ultimately, I think he played a heck of a game. I watched a lot of these games, at least bits and pieces, because I sit there and watch the ticket, so I'm not missing much. And I seriously like Teddy Bridgewater. I like the Panthers. I know they're 2-4. Don't get me wrong. I know that. But I think because of that extra spot, this is another team you're going to have to watch. They could make the playoffs. They got a legitimate shot. And I like what Teddy Bridgewater is doing. When is Michael Thomas going to come back for New Orleans? Because I'll tell you what, they're definitely missing that guy. Drew Brees is not the same. Not the same without that guy that he's so comfortable with in really tough situations. But with that being said, super efficient. 29 of 36. A very solid day from Drew Brees. 287, couple touchdowns. So no interceptions. A solid performance. But again, you put that other guy on the field, I absolutely know it makes a huge difference. So I'm waiting to see when that guy will be healthy, Michael Thomas, and when he'll be able to help Drew Brees out on the football field. Because ultimately, we know he needs him. He needs him. If they're going to be efficient, they're going to be effective, he needs him. Needs him big time. You know, the Bills, they're going to win that division, okay? By almost default, we know it, because when you've got Miami, who is now going to be going to Tua, when Fitzy was actually playing all right, we'll see how that move plays out for them. But New England now, I'll tell you what, Cam Newton not looking all that great. really not looking all that sharp. Bill Belichick. I'm telling you what, I'm feeling the vibe. And so is Scott. He's feeling that vibe too. I think at the end of the day, at the end of the year, Bill Belichick could be saying, hey, you know what? I'm done. I think I've had it. I've put my time in. I've done a great job. I've done great things for the New England Patriots organization. And quite frankly, right now, I just don't know if you've got what it takes for me to be able to succeed. You know, I thought that Cam Newton, we always call it like a stopgap or a guy that can kind of like hold things together while you are getting another quarterback, a new franchise quarterback. So they were kind of hoping that this thing with Cam Newton, this experiment might work out. Not looking so good right now. And then the Jets, they're just pathetic, okay? We all know that. They're pathetic. So the Bills are winning that division by default. I was pretty high on them, like seriously. I really like the Bills. I do. But I don't think that they're a Super Bowl caliber team. I'll be honest with you. I really don't. Not a Super Bowl caliber team. Josh Allen, I like his game. I do. Like his game. But to me, there's something missing with the Bills. Something is missing for them to wind up being able to get over the hump of beating a Baltimore, of beating a Kansas City, of beating a Steelers, of maybe even beating a Titans team. So there's a lot of good teams in the AFC if you're listening to what I'm saying. So it just may be one of those years where the Bills, you're good. It's fun to watch you. You play hard. But you know what? Because of the competition that's out there right now, you just might not be good enough. And we're talking about a team that is 5-2. And they're on the rise. Like, seriously, this is a team that is earning stock, in my opinion. But also, at the same time, they got some work to do. There's something missing. The dynamic is not quite there. All right, so if you want to get at me again, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Man, oh man, week 7 of the NFL, baby. Gotta love it. We are there, man. We're halfway through the season. Next week, it's here. I can't even believe it. All right, I gotta pause for that cause. I'm Andy Dorf. You're listening to the NFL Rewind on the world famous Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Allen has completed 5 in a row, looking for number 6, loads it up deep towards the end zone, passes, caught for the touchdown. C.J. Johnson has it. And the Cowboys strike again, and Josh Allen is 100% healthy today.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football. We need to do pretty much everything better, just not good enough in any area.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
He's rolling, pumping, steps up. He is firing deep for Aguilar, who has it at the 35. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. He whirls and is knocked out of bounds at the 10.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Oh, baby, what a catch! Kenny Galladay, you're a freak!
Welcome back in, everybody. It's Andy Dorf right here on the NFL Rewind, week 7 of the NFL Rewind on the world famous Sports Overnight America. Get at me on Twitter, it's easy, Dorf on Sports, follow me there. Talk about your team, people, let's talk about it. Week 7 of the NFL. In the books, baby, in the books. Alright, so jumping back into things. You know, I was a little tough on Carson Wentz, and rightfully so, most people have been. However, I gotta say, and again, you can't get too nutty and too crazy about a performance when you're doing it against the New York Football Giants because they're that bad. But with that being said, Carson Wentz, give him a little bit of props for the effort, the performance that he had for the Philadelphia Eagles coming through late and now in the lead of that division. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's pathetic. It's beyond sad that when you have a record like they do, and it's most likely going to be that a team's going to be under 500 in that division and win that division. Like a 7-9 is beyond reasonable when we're talking about the NFC East. You heard me talk about the AFC East already. Kind of pick them apart like this, to be honest with you. And why don't I go through the standings for you? Bills atop that division. We'll just do the East in both sides. 5-2. Miami 3-3. Making a switch. Tua are going to get the start. We'll see how that plays out for them. New England 2-4. Starting to get a little concerned about Cam Newton and what direction the New England Patriots are heading. The New York Football Jets. The J-E-T-S, Jets, 0-7. Will they win a football game? Will they win a football game? Seriously, it's a good question. Good question. All right, looking at the East, and again, these have the two worst, probably the two worst divisions in football. And the best division in football has got to be the NFC West. Potentially all four of those teams could make the playoffs, which is pretty cool. All right, so let me get to the east of the NFC. Philadelphia, like I said, leading at 2-4. That's how bad it is. Washington 2-5. Dallas 2-5. The Giants 1-6. And what the hell happened to Daniel Jones the other day? Dude fell over himself. When it's bad, okay? That's pathetic, though. Dude fell over himself. I don't like anybody in this division. It's beyond sad. It's beyond terrible. Listen, I know Fat Mike ain't the whole problem there in Dallas, man. I get it. The defense is pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. But come on, man. They weren't going to do anything if Dak Prescott was healthy either. I'm sorry. They weren't doing anything. And it's a shame. It's a real shame because they thought they were getting something in Mike McCarthy. Dude, let me tell you something. It's a lot easier when you got guys like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre tossing the ball for you. They can make a lot of guys that really aren't that good look pretty damn good. Yeah, they can. Because they're that good. So don't tell me that getting Fat Mike McCarthy was a great decision for Dallas Cowboys. No. Dallas Cowboy fan, I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts. I know you're starting to say to yourself, well, maybe Jason Garrett wasn't that bad after all. Maybe Jason Garrett, maybe we were wrong about him. Maybe it's Jerry's fault. Probably a little to play a part in this for sure. But this division, it's beyond pathetic, man. I'm sorry. And I spent entirely too much time on something that pathetic too. But the fact that we're talking about professional football teams and not a one of them is going to be at least 500 in that division. Come on, man. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't. And I'll tell you what, sometimes I watch Ron Rivera and I say to myself, dude, what are you doing out there on the football field too? Didn't have to worry about it because he was playing the Cowboys. So Fat Mike was probably beating him to the punch left and right. All right, let me get back into things. But seriously, my big takeaway was what the hell happened to Seattle? And maybe Kyler Murray has earned a little bit of respect after the performance that he put out there. And the Cardinals, back-to-back weeks in prime time. Monday night, then you get Sunday night? Talk about a great opportunity and making the most of it, right? You got to give Kyler Murray some props, man. I mean, dude makes plays. And what about Cliff Kingsbury? What about Vance Jones, man? Calling some of those plays, like going after Russell Wilson when they weren't getting to him the whole game, and then bam, at the end of the game, pulling the trigger and getting a couple of huge sacks. This was one of those nights where you're saying, wow, hey, maybe the Arizona Cardinals have something. I like Kyler Murray. I really do. I think he's fantastic. It worries me that he goes out there and he throws his body out there and he could get himself in trouble from time to time. Does that scare me? Yeah, that does. That scares me a little bit. But I'll tell you what, dude makes plays, runs a touchdown, gets you three in the air, one interception. Russell Wilson struggled, man. This was not the kind of performance you want to have after a bye week if you're the Seattle Seahawks. I'm sorry. Like, they were coasting. They were cruising. They put up 27 points in the first half. The final score was 37-34. Arizona 37, Seattle 34. They put up 27 points in the first half. So what the hell happened to the Seattle Seahawks in the second half? Well, I'll tell you what happened. They took their foot off the pedal a little bit. And the one thing about Arizona, because of the style that they play, look, I get to see it in my backyard, man. I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's fast-paced. So if there's one thing they do, they're going to get a lot of plays. I think they ran 91 plays. Not bad. And I think, to be honest, I think Seattle had a bunch of plays too. But how many of those were in the first half and how many were in the second half? I'd have to look a little deeper into it. But I'm going to guess that the majority of the plays happened for them in the first half where they were rolling and they had scored 27 points. Second half, they put up 7? I mean, look, Arizona found something in Dallas with that defense, but I mean, 34 points, that's enough points that you think you should be able to win if you can put up 34 points. At least in my opinion, if you feel like you're putting up 34 points, you probably feel like, hey, I got a pretty good shot to win a football game. Not when you take your foot off the pedal the way that the Seahawks keep their foot off the pedal. So I was shocked a little bit, I'll be honest with you. And a hell of a victory for the Arizona Cardinals. Back-to-back weeks, prime time. Gotta like the effort. All right, hear the music. I know I gotta take that pause for the cause. I'm gonna do that. Come back, continue rapping about week 7 in the NFL, man. It did not disappoint us. Never does. Week 7 of the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the world-famous Sports Overnight America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Yeah.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf right here on the NFL Rewind, Week 7 style on the world famous Sports Overnight America. Get at me a couple different ways. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there as well. It's Dorf on Sports. And then obviously you can try to get in, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I'm going to jump out to the phones momentarily, but a couple random thoughts before I do that may inspire this caller. You never know. Look, Browns come away with a victory. I always get after Baker, and quite frankly, dude had a sharp game, was pretty good. I like this Joe Burrow kid. I'm sorry, but this guy can play. He's pretty good. At the end of the day, I do think that he's going to be a very good quality NFL quarterback. Steelers, got to like what you're seeing from Big Ben, that defense. I know they gave up 17 in the second half, but quite frankly, the Titans are going to get theirs. I love this A.J. Brown kid. Not hearing enough about him. Hopefully we'll hear more. Ryan Tannehill, he played okay in the second half. Didn't look so good in the first half, but you know what? Big game, big moments, had opportunities, did get his team back into this game. Panthers, I wanted to see how Teddy Bridgewater would do against his old team where, you know what, dude was 5-0 when he was replacing Drew Brees. Did pretty well. So, you know what, I like the Panthers. They're a little bit on the outside looking in, but I do think because of the extra spot, a team that you may have to look out for. Bills kind of took a little bit of a step back. I don't know if they were playing the Jets, Washington and the Cowboys. I don't even want to waste my time talking about that garbage. Packers, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams on the field. That dude is nasty. They did this without Aaron Jones, by the way, who was, you know, just a little nicked up. And look, they're showing their depth, if you ask me. I'll tell you what, Packers looking pretty damn good. They may be the team to beat in the NFC right now, along with the team that I'm going to talk about right now. And that's Tampa Tom, the Buccaneers. Pretty solid performance from Tampa Tom and his guys on that offensive side. And if they can get Leonard Fournette going, look out, okay? Seriously, look the heck out. Chiefs, nice bounce back game, okay? Sloppy, cold, snowing, good environment. I'm sorry, but that's what football's all about. 49ers, man, nice win. Nice win for Jimmy G. Nice win for their defensive side. And Cam Newton and the Patriots, starting to question your thoughts about that, I'm sure, because you might have thought that this was going to maybe be a decent thing. And I'll be honest, man, I was like, hey, not a bad gamble myself. If you can go out there and get this guy and don't only have to pay him $7.5 million, okay. Okay, you can live with it either way. So, again, we'll see how long this experiment lasts. Chargers, I'll tell you what, Justin Herbert, dude's all right too. I like this guy. Another up-and-comer that was, you know, tossed into the mix here and putting out a good effort. And again, Kyler Murray, what a performance, man. Guy doesn't give up. He's like the little engine that says, I think I can, and you know what? He sure as hell can. All right, let's jump out to the phones. 1-800-878-7529. Hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica, better known on the program and worldwide here on Sports Overnight America as M-I-S-S. M. Good evening, MISM. You got the Dorf Man, Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind style right here, Week 7, Sports Overnight America. What's on the mind, bro?
Well, Andy, my mind's on you and some of your comments. And you know what? First of all, let's just start at the bottom and go up. Todd Gurley, how can you pull a Penn State 24 hours later? I mean, when have we seen two potential laydowns instead of scoring touchdowns for would have been game winners end up being game losers? I mean, this was incredible that we saw this both within 24 hours in the college ranks, yet in the pro ranks. I mean, can the Atlanta Falcons, by the way, your Matty Ice Falcons from a year ago and 2 years ago and 3 years ago, find another way to lose? I mean, geez, they must be like the Lions, for Christ's sakes. But they lost to them. I mean, it's amazing. I am not putting the Cowboys on what you call Fat Mike, okay? First of all, Dak goes down in a horrific injury, and then all of a sudden we got a, number two goes down with a concussion. I mean, that team is just decimated. I mean, you cannot lose your one and two, especially when you have a terrible defense, and expect anything. So, you know what? That's what's going to happen. And that division is just terrible. And the fact that the Eagles are potentially going to make a playoff with a, what did you say, a 6-10 record, maybe? Or, well, the,
for them, 6-10, 7-9. Let's just say a sub-500 team, right?
Yeah. Well, we've seen that before, but you know what? I'm not counting them in at all. Buffalo, you know what? Everyone has a bad half. We saw what the Packers did last week. You know what? They stepped up. And you know what? It's still the NFL. These are the elite of the elite.
All right, let me talk to you, bro. Let's break some things down here. Let's break some things down together. All right. Tom Brady, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, seem to be finding things, okay? If they can get Leonard Fournette going, the defense is getting better as well. I think they started out a little bit shaky. If they add Antonio Brown to the mix here, I'm sorry, man, but I do think the sky is the limit. Along with the Green Bay Packers, I think the Buccaneers are a team to beat in the NFC for sure, okay? So that goes without saying. Probably we'll find out about the Chicago Bears again. We'll continue to find out about them week after week, and we'll see how for real they are. And again, Nick Foles does make a difference. The Cardinals, right now, I do think after beating Seattle, you do have to start saying, okay, they're starting to turn the corner. But the Green Bay Packers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the two teams along with Seattle, they took a little step back, but those three teams, in my opinion right now, Mitch and Santa Monica, the teams to definitely go after and beat in the NFC.
Hey, here's the deal. No one ever gave Brady the credit that he did. It was all, you know, it was not him. And the fact is that he is now going to Tampa, and he beat Rodgers last week, you know, in a terrible game. And he went in and he beat the Raiders. I am as much as Packer fans hate New England and hate Brady, I am a respectful Packer sports fan, and I respect Tom Brady. And I think, you know what, he is an elite quarterback. I think you are absolutely right. The Buccaneers are to reckon with. Everyone has an off game. Last week, Rodgers didn't show up. They all said they didn't show up. You know, and you know what? It happens in the NFL. You just don't go 16-0. That's so rare. There are times,
right,
especially in this way, in this
all right
time.
All right. So teams that I think that if they get healthy, like a San Francisco, they just keep finding guys. Okay, let's be honest, bro. Another running back that they found, he winds up getting hurt. You talked about injuries, so they're going to have to go even deeper into their depth charts. But with that being said, a very nice performance from Jimmy G. And then let's talk a little bit about the Patriots. And obviously, Cam Newton, this experiment, not real pricey when you think about it. $7.5 million is what they're giving this guy. And if it works out, hey, you know, we got our guy that we can kind of like rely on here until we get another guy in here for a franchise kind of quarterback. But ultimately, you got to wonder when they might go to a different direction. Also, Bill Belichick, I think the writing is probably on the wall that I think that, you know, you mentioned Tom Brady and how great he is. Well, Bill Belichick is also great, or at least we thought he was. And you know what? Maybe he doesn't have Tom Brady, and maybe we didn't give enough credit to Tom Brady when the two of them were together. And ultimately, this is going to wind up being a season where I think weighs heavily on Bill Belichick and his decision as to what he does after this season. And you know what? If the Patriots can't figure out a way to turn it around, it makes the decision ultimately, I think, in my humble opinion, easier, Mitch.
Well, I don't think that Belichick is going to like give it up after 1 year. But remember, I mean, Cam Newton came in very strong. Sure, he wins, you know, after over a week, you know, what seemed to be a weak Dolphin team, plays very strong against the Seahawk team again with a 35-30 loss, and then they go in and they beat the Raiders. You know, and then they all, you know, 26-10 over the Patriots. I mean, you know, the Chiefs. I mean, the team has been hanging in there. I mean, they've lost a lot of weapons, and they don't have a lot left. And they're like, it's like, oh, is this Belichick or was it Brady? Well, you know what? There's a lot of stuff that's messed up.
Okay. Let me ask you this before we got to run, because I'm close to it. All right, where are you on this Steelers team? They beat the Titans. That was a really good football game. I mean, look, Steelers got out early. Titans come back. They fight hard. They put themselves in a position to tie the game. They don't do it. They miss the field goal. And that, hey, look, I was high on the field goal kickers early in the season, and now all of a sudden getting kind of in the midway season, midway part of the season, guys are kind of struggling here and there. But realistically, I do think that the Steelers are a really good football team. Defense is good. Big Ben, we know what we can get from him week in and week out. Where are you on this Steelers team? Are they a legitimate threat to the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, I think they're a legitimate threat. The question is where are we on the Titans team? I mean, this is a team that was decimated with COVID, in which the NFL had to completely reschedule, you know, their season in a way, and then they couldn't practice, and then all of a sudden they win and they're competitive. I mean, this is a team in which COVID took them down, and now they are still hanging in there at 5-1. I was like picking them in my pools, like, no, they're out, they're done. I mean, they cannot hang. I mean, because COVID is a big issue in sport, in, by the way, in life. And when it takes down a team like that, and they can still be competitive, that is a team, by the way, I'm starting to feel, if they can stay healthy, oh my goodness, the Titans could be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Hey, all right, man, I'm up against it. I do appreciate your call as always, my friend. So have yourself a wonderful week, and obviously we'll talk at you week 8. When we talk about the NFL Rewind again here on Sports Overnight of America. Okay, Mitch in Santa Monica, have a good night, brother.
Thank you, my friend. By the way, go Pack Go!
Go Pack Go is right, man. Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, they had it going. And I'll tell you what, you like the fact that LaFleur can say, you know what, man, I'm in charge here. You got to sit out a couple weeks, maybe a little longer than you really want to. But when you come back, you're going to be effective. You're going to be efficient. You're going to go out there and you're going to wreak havoc on defenses. And 13 catches, a couple touchdowns, almost 200 yards. That's wreaking havoc, Devontae Adams. All right, I got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the world famous NFL Rewind style Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low-Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
I thank y'all for tuning in. All the fans around the world, we love y'all.
Boom, 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 boom. That's right, baby. We do love y'all. Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind Week 7 style, world famous Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Glad to be with you. You know I love doing this program with you people. Each and every week, Sunday, I start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, take you into the wee hours of the night, and then I get back at it as I do things locally in Phoenix, Arizona. Check me out Mondays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Arizona time on 88.7 The Pulse, pulseradio.fm. And then obviously check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, man. Love talking to people there. What a week in Week 7, man. Just crazy stuff happening all over the place, man. The Cardinals, what a performance. You had a lot to play for. A second week in a row on prime time, getting a nice victory over a Seahawk team that people came in thinking was pretty good. I'll tell you what, Kyler Murray, you're the guy that comes out that people are going, wow, what a performance from him. 49ers, you kind of got things going in the right direction, but I wonder if too many guys are getting banged up for you. That'll be the question for them. Chiefs, you kept things rolling a little bit, like what I saw from you. Tampa Tom and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, I think they're starting to get things rolling. Definitely a team to be reckoned with, a force, if you will, and you you know what? Makes sense, because you know what? Super Bowl's in Tampa Bay. That sounds kind of convenient. You got Tom Brady now. Make it happen, baby. Make it happen. And they're definitely all in. Green Bay Packers, also a team to beat in the Dorfman's humble opinion in the NFC. That's a good football team. Aaron Rodgers, man. He's a guy that could get that MVP. So I like what I'm seeing from the Green Bay Packers. Saints, they kind of weathered the ship a little bit. And the Steelers remain that lone undefeated team in the NFL, man. You got to like what Big Ben is doing with those guys. And, man, oh, man, the Browns, nice victory. I rake on Baker a lot, but tell you what, he did me right. He got a victory for the Cleveland Browns. All right, I got to get the heck out of Dodge, man. For Scott, I'm Andy. Thanks for the calls. Talk to you next week.